don't know how much you want to say introducing yourself, but I guess your history with the community-focused media, is that what you've done long-term?
I've worked in all different aspects of media, initially from a strong sports background covering state, local and national sports news. Ultimately, I'm from a small community, so I have a passion for community journalism and covering and highlighting local issues and matters that affect the community. You know, you want to champion local issues. And that's why Newsport enjoys a very loyal and strong readership across between Cairns and Cape York, because we're on the pulse with what matters to the readers. We care about the readers. We care about covering the issues that matter to the readers. And that's the recipe that served us well and continues to serve us well.
Okay. You just mentioned that you've worked at all levels, mate. What do you think is the most important difference, well, for you between working at a community media level and like state and national?
Yeah, sure. Working at a grassroots level, like a community level in small communities, you're a part of the community and you're in the coalface, and you have the ability to really understand and get your hands dirty on issues, in the sense that people, you are the voice piece and mouthpiece of the community as a local editor or journalist, and people rely on you. They see you in the street. They want to get your ear and they want to talk to you about local issues, and they expect you to cover their local issues that matter to them. When you're working more on a national level, it's more of an impersonal attachment. You have an issue. You cover it, you do it well, you make sure that it's what the reader expects. But there's, in terms of the interaction and engagement, it's less impersonal. When you're walking the local streets, you continually, the locals aren't shy in grabbing you and pulling you aside to express what's on their mind. So, local community journalism is about understanding and respecting the readers. Understanding what they're trying to tell you and making sure that the issues that they want to know about and have results about are covered in their local media.
Okay. So you've got a fair footprint up there, eh? Do you have a fair sized crew to get it all done?
That's the thing. No, we don't. We work on a very basic small staff, but the small staff that we have work extremely hard. Like a lot of media businesses, like you work on an oily rag. You've got a limited staff. And they work, including myself as editor, work overtime. We have myself and a few others that punch out stories 7 days a week.
Yeah.
There's no secret recipe. It's hard work. It's hard yakka. And, it's rolling the sleeves up and getting it done. So, no, we don't have the luxury of a lot. We have a very small newsroom. We don't have, with limited resources, it must be said. So we work hard day in, day out to cover the issues that matter.
How important is it, I guess, local community media too, having everything free considering the pressures of subscription-based models and stuff, mate?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I'm not a fan, and nor will I ever pay for community journalism. I'm a believer that no community-based journalism should be behind a paywall. I mean, as a media business, you are all about the community and servicing their needs, their issues, and their matters. And therefore, it should be free. I understand that we live in 2023 where, you know, media business must survive, and they can't just survive in advertising. So they, to pay the bills, they put information behind paywalls. But us at the moment, our business model, we do not do that. We have never done it. Other competitors have done that, and I believe it's at the detriment of local journalism. We believe in free, independent, honest, transparent journalism at Newsport, and will continue forevermore for many years to come to deliver that. It's that simple.
Yeah, nice. What would your community say they love about Newsport?
I think if you did a survey and just walked the streets, there would be the consensus that, again, we cover issues that matter to them. You know, we don't turn the blind eye to any issue. Every issue that comes to us is important. Whether we pick it up and decide it's newsworthy or not is irrelevant. They have our ears. We're on the pulse with what's happening in the community, and we cover the issues that matter day in, day out. That's the recipe for success. We're available. We're accessible. We're transparent. We're on the ground. We listen. We care, and we deliver. And you can, that's the recipe right there, just what I've told you. A barking dog in a street, you know, to the local grandma who's complaining about noise is just as important about keeping local council accountable about their financials. Every issue is just as important as the next one, and you're only as good as your last story. So that's our approach. We care, we listen, and we deliver.
Yeah, that's strong, mate. What about, you know, you mentioned you're a small side there. What do you wish you could do more of? You know, everyone's competing for attention online.
It's a good question. I mean, ultimately, what if you're talking about, you know, hypothetical and perfect world scenarios, I'd love to be able to get off the hamster wheel, get off the day-to-day grind, and actually dig deeper into issues that people want deeper coverage of. And what I mean by that is investigative pieces that aren't just on the daily hamster wheel where they're, you know, we go deeper and I spend more time investigating stories that I want to get my hands on more. But that's the challenge of a daily is to, you know, you want that daily turnover of stories and you don't have the luxury of digging deeper on, it could be financial issues. It could be a crime matter. It could be investigating, you know, how a business is following up something. Just digging deeper in the stories where you can spend a lot more time and resource on digging deep and keeping businesses and individuals accountable. But because you're on the daily hamster wheel of churning out stories and making sure we're on the pulse, you don't have that luxury. So that's what I'd love to deliver, and it's a constant battle.
And just lastly, mate, it's we've got all the Cairns mastheads and that up there, but you're more Port Douglas. If you weren't there, if there was no Newsport, what would the community have? Is there much else?
The answer's nothing.
Nothing.
The answer's nothing. So we have the largest reach in far north Queensland. We service one of the largest reaches. For a small team, we punch well above our weight. We service between Cairns to Cape York, which is like in terms of kilometres, that's a huge, right across, like a Nullarbor terms of space. So if there wasn't Newsport, there'd be like no local news, independent news, community news. Newsport was born and established in 2007 on the back of the need for this very reason, for the need of independent and transparent journalism. And we excel in that. We stay in our lane and we do what we do well. We don't try and be anything that we're not. We're a small, transparent, independently based community business that cares about its locals and its readership. And that's it. But if we weren't around, then the locals, you know, that read us wouldn't have any local news coming to them every day of the week. That's the answer.